Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Hard to imagine, but those of us in the U.S. live in the presence of over 80,000 chemicals today, many of them toxic. And in addition to environmental toxins, most all of us experience the emotional toxins caused by stress and negative thinking, at least from time to time. And some of us handle stress better than others, but every one of us experiences a daily dose of potentially stressful situations. And you and I have been exposed to external and internal toxins from conception throughout our whole lives. So by middle age, there's been quite a buildup. And our knowledge of the damage toxins cause grows daily. Medical literature links our growing exposure to toxic substances to an increase in chronic diseases and conditions, from ADD to cancer, from infertility to fibromyalgia, and emotional and mental stress is thought to be the root cause of 75 to 90% of diseases, not to mention loss of sleep, general weariness, and lack of positive energy to make things better. We are what we eat, drink, and breathe, so all of us need to get bad chemicals out of our body. But beyond that, to enjoy life to the fullest, you and I also need to let go of our emotional baggage, negative thoughts, and old stagnant lifestyle patterns. How about you? At middle age, are you less than fully satisfied with one or more aspects of your life today? Your general health, physical condition, appearance, and the shape of your body, your stamina, energy, or outlook on the future, your career progression and how presently you earn a living, your relationships with your spouse and family, your boss, colleagues on the job, friends and neighbors, and casual acquaintances on the street. Well, if your answer, like most all of us, is not fully satisfied, I've got great news for you. My guest today, detox expert Dr. Deanna Minnick, is here to talk about the benefits of holistic detoxing. Done right, her method is not just for the body. It's coming clean is good for your entire life, body, mind, and soul. And as she'll describe, Dr. Minnick has pioneered a holistic detox system that focuses not only on the physical toxins, but also on emotional aspects using different mind-body techniques. And Dr. Deanna Minnick is an internationally recognized cutting-edge wellness and lifestyle medicine expert. On her website, she describes herself as author, scientist, speaker, teacher, and artist. She's mastered the art of integrating ancient healing traditions with modern science, and she's author of five books, including the brand new one that we'll talk about today, Whole Detox, a 21-day personalized program to break through barriers in every area of your life. Definitely sounds like our kind of expert. Hello, Dr. Minnick, and welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me, and what a beautiful introduction. And you said so many wonderful things that I'm sure your listeners are very intrigued now as to what we're going to be going into.
Let's hope so. We don't want to put them to sleep, like I sometimes. Let's begin with the basics. What is a good general definition of detoxification, or detox, as we'll refer to it today?
Sure. So detox means that we're removing any barriers to our good health. So I consider toxins to be everything from a toxic thought, a toxic emotion, a toxic job, a toxic relationship, to a toxic food. I mean, we can go on and on. So with detox, what we're doing is we're removing the toxic barriers in order for us to feel great. Yeah. And so, you know, we can be so diverse in which toxins we might have, right? So one person's toxins aren't necessarily another person's toxins.
Yeah, you can keep your own toxins. I have mine.
That's right.
Well, why is it that up to now so many detox programs, no matter how rigorous, have produced only short-term results? Weight loss cannot be sustained over time, or they don't result in the improved health and lifestyle benefits long-term that we desire. What's the shortfall in most of these?
Yeah, typically three reasons why these types of detoxes don't have long-term effects. First of all, they're not really designed to be long-term. Detoxes are often positioned as quick fixes. So usually you do a 10-day program, a 21-day program, a 28-day program. It's not geared to be lifestyle-focused.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that the nature of the word detox, I'm really trying to redefine it. You know, I think for many people, when they hear that word detox, they might think of juicing or fasting or taking supplements or sitting in a sauna. And indeed, detox means all of those things, but it means much more.
I see.
So, you know, the three reasons in general why most detoxes fail in this regard is, number one, they focus just on one body system and not the whole of all of the body systems. So, for example, you might see a liver supplement, a gut or colon cleanse, but really there's no talk about the unity of how all these systems work together.
Yeah.
The second point is that most of these programs focus on what to take out and not what to put in. And for true, it's very common. You know, take out gluten, take out sugar, and we don't talk about how to sustain this, which is really by adding in the positive things.
That's exactly right. If you take something out, there's nothing left unless you substitute something positive.
You have to know what to fill that void with, right? Especially if this is going to be a long-term solution for you.
Yeah.
And then thirdly, most of these different detoxes, they're not looking at you as more than your physical body.
Right.
They're not seeing the emotional stuff. They're not seeing the mind and the thoughts. They're not even seeing you as a spiritual being. And so it's very limited in its capacity. So if you're only addressing the body, you're not really getting the full breadth of all of it.
So what distinguishes your whole detox program from all these other cleansing and detox programs out there? How is your program unique? I think you sort of touched on it, but...
Well, it's holistic. You know, it really does embrace all parts of you. And the way that I did it, I even went beyond body, mind, and spirit, because I think that we're more than those things, and we need a better map to figure out our complexity, because it's not easy to get into that.
No.
So I use what's called the seven systems of health. And with the seven systems, you can take a questionnaire. You can figure out which of these seven systems do you need to detox? Because everybody is, again, so different. And one of the other things that I get people telling me is, this detox program, you know, maybe one that they tried in the past, isn't personalized enough. It's not treating me as me. And what I like to do with whole detox is treat you as you as much as possible.
Yeah.
So the questionnaire in the book, and I also have the questionnaire online that people can take. It's the same one.
Yeah.
So they can just do it online at whole-detox.com. They'll see a little button for quiz. They can just do it in about 15 minutes and get their results.
Huh. Yeah, and then... So then your book presents a 21-day personalized detox program once you've kind of personalized it through that quiz. What's the significance of the 21 days, and how did you choose that time frame?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, 21 days in general is about the amount of time that people need, number one, to cool down any type of food intolerances. The immune system, a lot of the half-lives of a lot of the immune regulators of how we're responding to foods is the noise is cleared by that 21-day mark. So there's a physical reason why I chose that. But then also more of a life reason because, you know, it takes a while for us to change a habit. And if I were to tell you we're going to do a six-week program to change your life, I think it's, you know, to double that 3 weeks is kind of long and drawn out. I don't really think it's even necessary. I have seen great changes in people just within 21 days. And some of these changes, again, are sticky. You know, they are really altered in their daily life.
Yeah, that's it. Well, to do this 21-day program, do we need to, like, take vacation from work?
No, in fact, it's the opposite. I've had, well, you know, that's oftentimes, you know, what people think of when they think of a detox. But whole detox is geared for the busy person, the working mom, the busy professional, the CEO, the entrepreneurs. We've had all different types of people that do the program. And what I tell them is, you know, this is a stress-free program. I have a menu of 7 different things that you can do for each of the 21 days, and you pick. If you could do them all, that's great. But if you can only do one, and some of them just take seconds of time, then that's important too. So it really meets you where you're at.
So I don't have to run off to the fat farm then.
No, not at all.
Well, let's assume that I'm 48 years old and I suffer from a general feeling of malaise, no immediate health, career, or relationship crises, but I'm simply not satisfied with where my life is today and how I feel when I awaken each morning. How will I know when I'm in need of detox or whether it will likely do me some major benefit? What's a good way to tell whether a detox is something for you or not?
First of all, I think everybody needs a detox. Everybody. You know, there's been no person that I've ever met outside. I mean, even an infant technically is born toxic with 230 different toxins in their bloodstream.
Wow.
So we are toxic from birth. And as we get older, we become even more toxic because we've spent a lot of years on the planet and we've accrued different toxins in the body and had different exposures. And then our body doesn't work as well as we get older. So we can't get these things out. Middle age, this is where we start to see a lot of symptoms rising up. And we start seeing that, wow, our bodies aren't working as well. And, why do I have seasonal allergies?
Wow, why does my belly keep getting bigger, even though I'm exercising as much as I used to?
Right. It's very true. So there is no age group these days that I think would not benefit from a holistic detox like I have in the book, Whole Detox. In fact, I've even had families go through the program. So children, because, you know, there are no supplements. It's only colorful foods, and it's a colorful life. And so if the whole family is doing it, you can just imagine how exponential those results would be for everybody involved.
That's such a wonderful point you make. If we have children at home and we're always concerned about our own bodies, but why not take them right along in the journey and set a whole lifestyle pattern for them, set them down the right track on nutrition and, you know, hopefully get negative thinking out of their lives, even though they may not have as much as we seasoned adults. But what a great way to start a child's life, I would think. But
you've got to start them early. And, in fact, my mom did that with me. So when I was 9 years old, my mom went through this inner revelation about food and faith. So she, you know, she just started looking at her beliefs and she started to change how we were eating at home. And this changed me. You know, it was pretty extreme. My mom is really an all or nothing kind of person. So it was pretty extreme and I had a lot of resistance to it. But there's something in that that really led me down the path of further personal growth and exploration. And in fact, really writing this book. I mean, I would not have written Whole Detox or my other books if I didn't have that life-changing event that happened to me as a child. And much of who we are now goes back to all of the experiences that we've ever had. So it's nice to see people's stories come out as they go through these programs too.
Well, your book presents the 7 systems of full-spectrum health, and we don't have time to go into great detail, but what are these 7 systems that encompass the health of our entire being? I think it's fascinating, the system.
Yeah, so there are these 7 different areas to look at in your life, and each of the areas encompasses nutrition, lifestyle, and a color. So, you know, you might be off in the red color, which is all about the immune system and eating protein-containing foods or minerals. You might be off in the yellow system, which is all about digestion. It's all about yellow-colored foods and carbohydrate.
Yeah.
So when you do the quiz, you get a better sense of where you're at on the full spectrum.
I see. It's interesting. Somewhere in your book, you talk about different stages of life and what types of the systems that are most prominent for that age, and I was interested in the ones in the middle age. In the 40s, you say truth, 50s, insight, and 60s, spirit. Could you touch briefly on what that means, and should we just at middle age concentrate on only the system for our age, or how does that work?
Well, all that means is that typically what's going to happen is more of those issues that connect to that system might come up during that time of life.
I see.
So let's just take the 70s, 70s, 80s,
yeah.
90s, and into, you know, being an elder. This is what I call, it more connects to the spirit system. So this
yeah.
is where we become less about the body and more about the non-physical parts of us. You know, maybe
yeah,
the body's kind of wearing down.
Yeah, I guess that's why you see so many older people in church. Not that
that's right, that's
people.
Right. You know, there is that connection.
Yeah.
And then if we go into, you had mentioned, you know, looking at the truth. And
yeah.
looking at the 50s, you know, I remember my mom telling me that in her 40s and her 50s that this was really the time in her life that she didn't worry too much about what other people thought. She could really
yeah,
speak her
great.
Truth. And I've noticed that with other people that go through middle age. You know, by that
yeah.
time, they've really had a lot of crises. They've been through a lot. And so now they're going to be more of who they are than they ever were.
Yeah,
so that's really what that
connects.
Call
it the halfway point. It's time to make big decisions and big choices. Whether you
it's time to get real. Yeah.
Continue on that present course or switch courses. And so many of us, you know, we get into a profession or maybe marry in our 20s or even early 30s, and we just slug along to retirement. I'm not saying
right.
marriage, you should get out of that necessarily, but it's time to really think about whether that's the truth for where you really want to be or not. And I thought that was great the way you pointed that out in the book. But
yeah, I've observed that in people around me consistently. And, you know, not everybody tracks exactly. You know, we have
yeah.
our inner development, which may, you know, be a little bit delayed or a little bit
yeah.
more accelerated. But in general, I do see that people follow this trajectory.
Yeah, so if I'm divorced, separated, or widowed in 55, it's okay to concentrate on love even if I'm over.
Yeah, exactly. It is, absolutely. And you know what? At that age, you're going to be more truthful and probably choose partners that are going to be more in line with who you are
at
that
stage.
You recognize
your own warts and are probably more tolerant toward the warts of others, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully so.
Well, if at middle age you feel stuck, dried up, or blocked, what's the likely reason? What's being disrupted in that case?
Well, you know, there could be so many different things, right? So it could be, you know, sometimes just like you said, we're kind of slogging along. We haven't really
yeah.
put a lot of, maybe we started out our lives doing things that other people wanted us to do.
Yeah.
And we weren't really true to what we wanted to do and what our dreams were. And
yeah.
I think that's what middle age is about. It's a
yeah.
reinvention time. It's almost like
yeah.
a, you know, getting real, and it's almost like a reset. And,
yeah.
and even more so do we need detox at that stage of life, because there's so much swirling.
Yeah, that's true. Well, in your whole detox program, how do we get started? Besides buying your book, what would be the first step to get started on a whole detox program for him?
You've got to take the quiz. You got to take the quiz, and you have
yeah,
to find out where you are on
yeah.
that spectrum so that you know what you're working with. And then after you take the quiz, what I would say is look at where you scored the highest, because highest means typically the most imbalanced.
I see.
Read the chapter in the book on that just so you get a good sense of what that's about. It'll be explained a little bit, but you know, really the book is designed to help you navigate this, which is really nice in the way of, like, you can always do this quiz.
Yeah.
And so in 3 more months, you can say, okay, now where am I? Now what am I working
yeah.
on?
Yeah.
You know, it's you can always use it as your map.
Well, yeah, that's sort of my next question is, after you complete your whole detox 21-day program, what comes next? What steps
yeah.
should you take to ensure after a few weeks, days, months, you don't settle back into the same old?
That's right. You're right.
Benefits.
Absolutely. And so what after you finish the program, you're encouraged to really figure out what are some of the few things that you can bring into your life and make them consistent.
Nice.
And then in the back of the book, there is a rainbow tracker so that you can track your scores over time. So anytime, I usually encourage people to do the questionnaire on a monthly basis. So every month, you know, after we've completed a whole moon cycle, you know, I just think a month is just kind of nice because it rounds everything out. It makes it easier to track. You kind of see where you're at. And if you start having higher scores, it's like, uh-oh, my emotions are out of whack again.
It's so important that you're able to identify what's out of whack, because that's the only way you're ever really going to
solve it. You've got to know. And most people aren't really as in tune, right? So having the questionnaire is a nice gauge because it can do that for you.
Self-understanding places you 180 degrees ahead of everyone else who's just muddling along, wondering why they're so miserable. But
Right.
Well, where's the best place? No, go ahead.
Well, and I was just going to say, you know, typically I do two online detox programs per year, one in March and one in October. There's some power in doing it as a group. So if you don't do the online experience, you can always just, you know, get a group together in your community and actually have them do it with you. There's so much about the power of a community helping to sustain lifestyle changes and choices.
That's very true. If you're responsible to someone else and you have to tell someone else what you're doing and what progress you're making, it really is such a positive incentive to get things done.
Absolutely.
Well, where's the best place to go to preview and purchase your brand new book, Whole Detox?
You can go to the website, which is whole-detox.com. And on that whole-detox.com website, you will find everything where you can buy. The book is everywhere now. It's in Amazon. It's in Barnes & Noble. It's all over the place, so you can find it. And you can do the quiz on the website. And what I would say is I'm doing a free book club online on Facebook. I have a closed page where we're actually just going through the book. Just chapter by chapter. This week we're doing chapters 1 and 2. It's good because
right away then.
Yeah. And people can join in at any time, even if they jump in, you know, all the information is there. They can go back and read. It'll be interactive.
And how do they go to Facebook and what are they
How do they find us? They go to Facebook and they search for Whole Detox Community. And then they just ask to be invited to the page. We'll let you in. Even if you're not a regular Facebook user, it doesn't matter. You can still come into the community and you'll get notifications on different posts that people are making.
Oh, that's great. But I notice you have several different websites. If they want to learn more about you, there's also a drdeannaminnick.com website they can go to.
Yeah, that's right. DR for doctor, and then Deanna, D-E-A-N-N-A. Minnick is MINICH.com. And I have a certification program for professionals, too. So if people want to be trained in how to do what I do within Whole Detox and what I call food and spirit, then they can look me up and find the certification program. In fact, we're just about to start. I only do one of those programs a year, and we're starting it on June 6th.
Uh-oh, they'll have to get going then. But
okay. That's right.
Well, in conclusion, as we mentioned on our program frequently, effective midlife renewal is an interconnected three-way process, mind, body, and soul, and it's highly unlikely you will feel positive or energetic about life in a 50-pound overweight body, and if you suffer from frequent pain or a debilitating medical situation, how can you be positive about life? And the other side of the coin, how are you ever going to stay slim, healthy, and fit if you're continually stressed out, angry over your life, or struggling in relationships? And Dr. Deanna Minnick has developed a unique, comprehensive 21-day program to concurrently detox body, mind, and soul and put them all together. And if you're dissatisfied with any aspect of your life today, I recommend you preview and purchase her new book, Whole Detox. As Dr. Minnick points out, detoxification may be a lot easier than you think, and it just might be the start of one of the greatest positive transformations of your entire life. And thank you so much, Dr. Minnick, for your most enlightening information, and best of success on sale of your book.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for joining us on Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age. As my guest, Dr. Deanna Minnick, just described, all of us could use a detox of mind, body, and spirit at middle age, even if things are going pretty well in our lives. Let's call it a midlife tune-up. I'll let experts like Dr. Minnick recommend the physical detoxification, the foods and liquids to cleanse your body, but let's look for a few moments at our minds and our spirit and our general outlook toward living. Are these polluted by stress, boredom, perhaps a negative outlook on today and tomorrow? If you're somewhere between the ages of 40 and 65, pause for a few moments right now to take your emotional temperature. Do you have a positive or a negative outlook on the years ahead? Most mornings, do you wake up feeling good about the prospects for the coming day, or do you dread most days, especially work days? Do you find yourself trapped in a dull, mind-numbing daily routine with no real interesting prospects or exciting prospects for the future other than some nebulous attempt at some point to retire and belief that somehow then life will be great even though you have no plans for it? Worse yet, are you under the constant stress from earning a living or searching for a job, maybe dealing with difficult relationships and your family at work, whatever, so that just getting by is your sole focus and you don't really have any positive outlook for the future? Talk about toxic attitude. That's it. A romance, sense of purpose, and a spirit of adventure gone from your life? Do you sometimes ask, why am I here? And you don't really have a good answer? Like so many other Americans today, heck, people all over the world, is it a constant uphill battle just to keep up? You know, every week on this program, my guests and I are here to help you overcome the all-too-common midlife curses of lost dreams and diminished expectations. So many of us suffer from that. When and for what reason did you stop enjoying life and dreaming of a brighter tomorrow? Isn't it time to do a thorough detox and get those negative thoughts out of your mind? Middle age, after all, isn't all bad. As a start to your mental detoxification, let's pause for a moment to reflect upon the many blessings of middle age. With children fully or nearly grown, for the first time in years, you have ample opportunity for personal growth and for life-enriching travel if you want to do that, and adventures either alone or with your spouse or significant other. Grandchildren have or soon will add a wonderful new dimension. Wouldn't it be great to be young all over again playing with them? HDTV, the internet, iPads, smartphones, social networking, and good old Facebook and Twitter, they bring previously unheard of culture, entertainment, and community right into our homes, and we can connect with people all around the world now just like they were down the block. And through diligent saving and investment, I trust you've attained a degree of financial security you only dreamed of in your 20s and 30s. If not there yet, there is still time, but get to work on it. And your personal resume, both career and life experience, and don't neglect that life experience, it's just important as your formal job status. That's been building over the past 20 to 30 years, and as a mature adult, you have experienced both the bitter and the sweet, and you've learned how to distinguish true gold from the glitter, certainly by now. Never before, in fact, have you been so well-equipped to challenge the future, and you're still young enough to accomplish every goal that truly matters. In fact, your 40s and 50s, yes, even your 60s, can be a period of unparalleled growth and personal fulfillment, along with your maximum contribution to others. You remain the same wonderful, one-of-a-kind creation you were 25 years ago. The potential is still there, and your good times are far from over. Don't ever let yourself believe they are. You may be older and wiser, but you are still the man or the woman, and no one can prevent you from believing in yourself and your prospects 100%. And we're here to help you experience an authentic reawakening of mind and spirit. And to get yourself in the mood for detox and renewal, I invite you to visit our website, middleagerenewal.com. There you can view 10 free videos on various aspects of midlife renewal. You can read the many blogs on overcoming the challenges of middle age. You can preview my book, A Midlife Challenge Wake Up by Roy C. Richards. That's a comprehensive roadmap to midlife renewal, to turning over a new leaf in your middle years. And you can order my free Middle Age Renewal mini course right off the website. Isn't it time to detox your mind and spirit along with your body? And a healthy body obviously is also necessary to really feel good about life, reawaken a positive outlook, and to build upon the blessings of middle age. Life in any age can be approached with confidence in the future, or with bitter regret over the past, or with frustration over present circumstances, and aren't those pointless? And I urge you to choose the positive path and get that visualization going and detox your mind and spirit, and look forward to a happy and wonderful future. And join us next week when we'll talk about less pain and fewer pills, a great combination, less pain and fewer pills. That's next week on Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age. Goodbye for now.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.